Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer. And today we're diving into something super important, something that often gets shoved aside when life's a whirlwind. Self-reflection. Ever feel like you're just running on autopilot, going through the motions without really knowing where you're headed? You know that feeling when you hit another Monday and think, wait, did I actually accomplish anything last week? Yeah, me too. That's why we need to take a step back, folks, and become our own self-help gurus. It's all about getting crystal clear on who we are, what we want, and how we're actually doing and achieving it. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Asher, self-reflection sounds like a fancy yoga retreat, not something for your average, busy bee. But trust me, this isn't about burning sage or meditating under waterfalls, though those are cool too. It's about taking a few minutes each day to check in with yourself, assess your progress, and make adjustments along the way. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your life, just for a quick review. Here are 5 things that will seriously level up your self-reflection game. First up, define your goals. I'm not talking about vague dreams here, but solid, specific goals that light you up and make you say, yes, I want to achieve this. Think of it like building a roadmap for your life. Where do you want to be in 5 years? In a year? Even next month? Get those goals down on paper so you have something tangible to work towards. Second, break those big goals into smaller, manageable steps. Ever tackled a giant project and felt completely overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. That's why it's crucial to break things down. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You don't try to reach the summit in one leap, right? You take it one step at a time. The same goes for your goals. Break them into smaller milestones and celebrate each victory along the way. It keeps you motivated and moving forward. Now, track your progress. This is where self-reflection gets real. Use a journal, an app, or even a simple spreadsheet to log your daily actions and achievements. Seeing your progress in black and white can be incredibly motivating, and it helps you identify areas that need tweaking. Remember, self-reflection isn't just about looking back. It's about using the past to fuel your future success. Fourth, be honest with yourself. We all have those moments where we procrastinate, get sidetracked, or simply fall short of our goals. That's okay. It's part of being human. But don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, acknowledge the setback, analyze what went wrong, and learn from your mistakes. Remember, self-reflection is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the key is to keep learning and growing. Lastly, celebrate your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves recognition. Take time to savor those moments of success and acknowledge how far you've come. Trust me, celebrating your victories fuels your motivation and keeps you on track. Okay, picture this. You've set a goal to start writing that novel you've always dreamed of. It seems daunting at first, but you break it down into smaller steps. Writing 500 words a day, researching different genres, joining a writer's group. You track your progress in a journal, marking off each completed chapter, each successful brainstorming session. Then, a month rolls by, and you realize you've already written half the book. That feeling of accomplishment? That's the power of self-reflection and consistent action. So remember, folks, prioritizing self-reflection isn't about being perfect or constantly analyzing your every move. It's about creating space for mindful awareness, setting intentions, tracking progress, and celebrating your wins along the way. It's about becoming the CEO of your own life. Think about it this way. You wouldn't run a business without checking in on your finances, marketing strategies, and team performance, right? Your life is no different. By taking time for regular self-reflection, you're essentially investing in yourself, your growth, your happiness, and your overall success. So what are you waiting for? Grab that journal, set some goals, and get started on this awesome journey of self-discovery. I can't wait to hear about your progress. Remember, keep slaying those procrastination dragons one step at a time, and don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay motivated, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.